All right, welcome people to the Double Trouble Drama Show, and I'm your host, Boss Wagorific. I got to tell you, so I need to make this podcast quick because something not right anyway. So we are going to have a good time, and sadly to find out that these people in our society is just so backwards, like really backwards. Just stay inside, people. Stay inside. We know that St. Catherine is on a lockdown. So for those of you who don't know, I'm from Jamaica, so St. Catherine is on a lockdown due to the spike in cases of COVID-19 that our call center named Alarico. And yesterday we just have some news update that 25 of the workers was tested positive for coronavirus, which added it to 190. There were more tested also. There were more tested being done, and they turned out to be positive. And it was keep on climbing. The last time I checked, it was 196 plus 120. I don't know if and so 25 persons added to the 196. So, and then so St. Catherine's on a lockdown, and it is really really spiking. Our curfew may be ending next week Tuesday. If not, we will, the government of Jamaica, the Andrew administration will extend it, which I don't want it to extend. So you know, it is been a rough for citizens of St. Catherine. It's really rough, bad. But it is what is it, and that is what it is. So yeah, it was dramatic. It was dramatic week. Also sad news relating to on Friday. A 4-year-old died of COVID-19, and the government keep on telling you, please, when your children come in, make them distance themselves from them, from you, because you don't know who, you cannot see the virus, it is invisible. You need to wash your hand, you need to bathe, you need to use hand sanitizer and etc. to prevent yourself from making person have the virus or anything like that, or are in contact with the virus. Now this 4-year will die, leading up to Jamaica death toll to 7 person dead, and then which is it's just heartbearing that a 4-year-old tested positive and dead. Like seriously, good God. And a little girl on social media said, the government say uno for tan on a yard, and I really need for tan on a yard, man. Come on, man. It is something else. Like gonna need to take the precaution that the government is saying. Seriously, is something that nobody want to do. We just wait out and just build turn on the yard, focus and do something positive with your life. Try learn something new. Have been learning things new as well. Good God. So she drag at him, and then he told her it's five more children so that he can make 10 children. Okay, so dramatic issues is right. She found out that she might many as twins. Okay, so dramatic issues, like it is more so our main dramatic issue is that COVID-19 has been taking over the world. St. Catherine in chaos due to the lockdown. The government was ordering shopping personnel for 2 days, and it was a chaos. The order was very dictatorship on it. The mayor for more and Spanish Town. And Spanish Town chairman was not having it because they just drop it upon them like that, which is you cannot just do that, just a dictate to people so like that and expect them not to react the way they react. So that was happening, which is need to address. But they put two more days, so include it to be 4 more days for it, 4 more days, and that happened, and now it is called for concern that the shopping days cause big crowd, people not following social distance, etc. So it calls for great concern, and now it not have no boundary. So people not take this serious and to follow social distance, don't keep practicing to wash your hand and all of them something. And then US President Trump decided to tell people to inject themselves with bleach and Lysol, and two white people decided to drink bleach and then end up in a hospital. And I was like, what? So I just heard that and I was like, what? I said, Jesus Savior. So she bought the exposed intents. So Shibada is our Jamaican comedian slash actor. Call him about homosexual things and this and that and all of them something there. Then on the highway, Baltimore Highway, a girl decided to lower standard in the traffic and decided to do her thing on the man, and they video it and put it on social media, like everything put on social media, like come on. And then this man said that him friend buy one hard coconut, go give him girlfriend, have a girlfriend say she want a milk tin coconut, so the coconut will come in a tin, so them have it the milk one. And man say, I'm eating the hard coconut better. So the girlfriend put him out, kick him out of the house, so he have to sleep in friend yard. The friend laugh to him weak and then put it on social media. So so everybody love put things on social media. And it is like, oh God, no, it's a be money. It is going on in this world. So our topic that we are going to look at, it is a 5-step. So our topic is discovering your potentiality and finding oneself. So discovering your potential. And these are 5 tips that I'm using from this website, and it is called So it's by Vincent Tan is by Vincent Tan. So it's according to Vincent Tan, and these are the 5 steps that you need to take. First one, you need to make a conscious choice to pursue your personal growth. Second, you need to set a goal and work towards it. Then make sure you take additional sequence steps So baby steps, and also keep a successful list. Then also set your benchmark, that is your limit. And now we are going to dive out in each of these, how to discover your maximum potentiality by Vincent Tan. So what does it mean like discovering your potential? I see a tweet on Twitter saying that I could have been the first person or the brightest person come first in my class, but I'm too lazy. So I'm like, okay, you're too lazy. So it's like, maximize your discovering your potentiality. Then I go on LinkedIn, then I see a post that Tor Correll Reid has a posting on her LinkedIn page, and she was talking about that you need to develop your personal growth, and you need to discover your growth or yourself or something like that. And I was like, oh, I'm going to do a topic called discovering your potentiality. So here am I doing my research, reading on this. No, I did read it, and it said, so first step is to discover a conscious choice to pursue personal growth, and this decision is to change your growth into power tool. So, and that can help you move forward. You have to have that level of mindset. So making a decision to pursue your growth, to start your growth, it is a start. So start reading books, start doing blogs, start stretching yourself, listen to audiobooks, attend to seminar and like mind and other like mindset people. Then material and mentors are everywhere, and these blogs and books and podcasts and personal development is very important, like this podcast. And it's key that you start somewhere by going ahead, reading up on articles, quotes in blogs, and there are many lessons and tips that you can discover your inner potential, which is very important. That when you discover your inner potential by reading, discovering and reading and stretch yourself to want it, to find more about what do you need to fully pursue your potentiality. And in that clip that Terry was saying, that she was saying basically, so in this crisis, although this crisis stop us, we still can develop our personal growth, and we still can do things, but you have to take that initiative to make it work. And I was like, why not do a podcast on this? So two now is to work, to set a goal to work towards. So you have to set a goal to work towards in order to make that progress in become something that you work towards for. So it is easy to fearless that you have contained goals or certain goals that you are working towards. Narrow in on what you would like to accomplish in your near future. So you have to be very specific. That is a smart objective. We are going back to the smart objective. Specific, smart, measurable, a gene and rated, which is rated, and then timing is important. So maybe it can get to fit, then you start your own business. clean your debt. The point is to get specific about exactly what you like and like to do and when. Ask yourself that, if I knew I could not fail, what would I want to accomplish? So if you could not fail, what you want to accomplish, then do not drag out the process by trying to find the perfect answer. Then there's no perfect answer that is trying to see, and the only way to find any answer is through tangle and error. It's through trials and error. The only way you're going to find out your true inner self is through trials and error. That is what I am doing. Trials and error. I not even know what I want to do, but I do trials and error so I can find ways to what exactly I want to become or what exactly I want to do in life. So you have to delay the action, and no, you have to make hard. You have to make it hard to identify the things that you enjoy. Your only way to learn is to jump into something that sounds right and make adjustment as you go along. So you have to make adjustment as you go along. Then the third step is to make sequence. Take baby step. Action figure double. By taking small step, you are building evidence to show your mind that you are more and can do more than you think you can. First of all, you must be able to have a level of brainstorming, something that you want to aim, trying to find some brainstorming for ways to forget yourself, that you where you really want, plan is to look at people who they're readily done. So look at good plans that people have done and see what you are like to do or what you like to add what they have done. Seek them out and learn from them, and also you can find out what they have blog, coaches program, other book that they have read, having a mentor, you help acquire your growth process. They can help the point out what they need to do and avoid the falling and follow in their footsteps. And then the fourth is also to make an important list of success that you need to accomplish. So you have once you accomplish them, you tick them off. I have a list and I tick them off because you have to do it. So the list of success, you call it the list of success, can help you to remind that why you should not let go of your confidence. So a list of success is a collection of all your accomplishments. The key to get a book, to create a personal blog, to record all the accomplishments regardless of whether it is big or small. So these are some few examples. Just a list of accomplishment. So complete all your tasks in your to-do list, which is important. Work out for 3 days a week, which is important. Drag around the block, which is important. Create your own blog, which is also important. Attract 10 subscribers to your blog. These are lists, your list may be different from some of these examples that I'm saying, but write down these lists that you have accomplished, and yeah, you go along with it. And then whether your accomplishments are big or small, it is your accomplishment, and you can record it down in your success with list. So I am going to create my success with list and write down my accomplishments. Yes, I need to do that. Yeah. So when you're started to doubt yourself, when you start to double yourself or doubt yourself, try to get your success with list and look at it and say, yes, this I accomplished. And your confidence will also grow when you are aware of your accomplishments sometimes, which is important. Then the fifth now is to set that benchmark. And setting that benchmark is the key in every success that you have been accomplishment. You have that benchmark. So do not ever think that your accomplishments are small to be proud of. You have to be proud of it. And then it may seem that the way that you start comparing yourself to others, like, don't do that. Don't compare yourself to others. It don't make no sense. Even if you accomplish a marathon, even if they will be others out there who have accomplished an Ironman race, in a matter, unless your cycle, when you compare yourself to others all the time, it just don't make that level of sense. But when you set your own benchmark and be proud of yourself, you are making progress. Let me repeat that. When you set your own benchmark, be proud of yourself if you are making progress. Some people progress faster than the others and than other will, which is okay. It is okay, as Turkers say, it is okay. So if you're slow at this, do it at your own pace. That I remember a clip that Turker, that her daughter was doing gymnastic, and her daughter was always at the back of the line. Like, she for jog around the she jog around the court when she doing, because they're warming up to do the gymnastic, and she should jog around the court, and she always there at the back. And Circle just read, she have her book, and she read and she look up, she read and she look up, and she was at the same pace. Our daughter was at the same pace, always at the back. And then week one pass, same pace. Week two, same pace. Week three, same pace. Week four, she's like, what? So see, her daughter was like, oh, her daughter is at the front, and she is walking, and she's dragging, and she's dragging on around the court. And she said, at the end of the day, don't matter see what people are doing, focus on what you are doing, and do it at your pace, and eventually you will get it. Be at your own pace and keep up at your own pace, or improve on your pace. Just focus on what you are doing, and that is your benchmark. You have to focus on what you are doing. You have to be proud of what you are doing and accomplish these things. So focus, as I say, add another saying, focus on what you do and improve on yourself instead of comparing yourself to other people, which is important. So keep growing and set goals, improve and work and move towards them one step at a time, and you will eventually gradually impress yourself. That is true. Like the position I'm in right now. When I first enter the workplace, I was like, okay, this is a fast-paced environment. I'm very slow. But I keep focus on what I'm doing, and unless I do less mistake, although I'll do a little bit of mistake, but it was not majority of the mistake. But I focus what I'm doing, I keep at the same pace, I will be at the same pace, but eventually when I improve and get and master it, eventually, surely I will get it. I will get it. So I will set that benchmark. I will go and write down my successful list. When I done this podcast, that, and you need to have your success, remind that you are accomplished it, and you need to be proud of yourself. And it does not matter how slow we go. What matters is that we keep going. That is important. It does not matter how slowly we go. What matters is that we keep going, and it's important is to focus on what you do to improve yourself, and instead of comparing yourself to others, keep growing, setting goals, move and we're moving forward and one step at a time, and you will eventually impress yourself. So that is important, and that is our end of our podcast on the 5 steps to accomplish, to maximize your potential. And I will use this, and these are the 5 steps to maximize your potential. Number one takeaway is to make conscious choice to pursue your personal growth, and that is how in ways is to be is to make is the decision to change your growth is powerful tool that you can help you move forward. So the decision to change and grow is a powerful tool that help you to move forward. The second one is to set a goal to work towards, and how you need to do that is by asking yourself, if you knew I could not fail, what would I want to accomplish? So work towards by setting these goals, which is important. Then to take baby steps, take one step at a time. Action, fight, doubt. By your action, it fight doubt. So improve yourself by little. By making sure you have that mindset and improving on that. Progress. 4th, have a successful list. Write down all your accomplishments that you have done in your and tick them off. And when you look back on your successful list, it make you feel confident in yourself that you did this. Then 5th, set your own benchmark. Be proud of yourself. If you're making progress, be proud of yourself if you're making progress, and also focus on what you are doing to improve yourself instead of comparing to others. Keep on growing, set goals, moving forward one step at a time. And you will gradually impress yourself. It does not matter how slowly we go. What matters is that we keep going. That is important. What matters is that we keep going. And that is it. My end of my podcast on ways on which to discover your potentiality and find yourself.